to another episode of Big Sad Fun, a sports podcast. My name is James Johnson, and I'm here with my co-host,
Edward Dickey.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
You know what? Today is going to be a fun day.
No. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad
to hear it, James.
Today's a fun day because I literally just posted our podcast from last week, which we did very, very late in the week.
Which we did 3 days ago.
Right. So today I'm hoping to get this one up as soon as it's done. So we're going to have two podcasts on one day, two episodes.
Hey,
how about that?
That's a lot of content.
This is lucky.
We are the content kings.
This is lucky
episode. For this week. For this week only.
Super Bowl week, man. So this is lucky episode number 13.
Ooh.
So we
shouldn't have told me that, man. Now everything's going to go wrong.
We've done 13 episodes. Well, it can't go any worse than deleting the whole episode.
One for each listener.
Yeah, one for each listener. So let's get started. Our big for this week is obviously the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, Super Bowl week, baby.
Let's go. Neither one of us have a team in the Super Bowl.
And I also think it's ridiculous that we didn't get press passes.
I know, right? Like, we should be doing this from LA.
Yeah, what the heck?
Man,
NFL.
Big had fun in LA, man.
I mean, this is.
Of course, we didn't really apply for them.
You know what?
And we
I'm
don't
boycotting
have any
credentials. I'm not gonna go to the Super Bowl this year because they didn't give us credentials.
I had my plane tickets bought, but you know what? I think I'm with you.
Did you see the ticket prices to go?
No, what are they?
I think the cheapest one you could find on like FanDuel right now, or not FanDuel.
This is why.
Well, that's a problem. The cheapest one you can find on StubHub. You're looking at $4,500.
Wow. I saw that.
And then, you know, you want to know why the Super Bowl is never a really raucous crowd.
Yeah.
It's because it's rich people.
And, you know, most of those,
that's not the average fan.
Most tickets are bought by corporations and given out to their employees as bonuses or something.
Obviously, StubHub, not FanDuel, StubHub. StubHub is a reseller's thing. So it's, you know, it's not really indicative of how much somebody paid for the ticket.
Yeah.
But what it's going for is ridiculous.
But that's why
the national championship tickets were expensive. They weren't that bad. And that's why it was a raucous group.
Well, you know, this is a one-off game. It's kind of the biggest
championship.
It's the biggest event in the world, watched by more people on television than any other human event ever.
Yeah, I mean, until
the Bengals play LA, and then.
Well, and you know, I'd be interested to see how that stacks up worldwide against like
soccer.
Against like the World Cup final.
I would be interested to know that, but I bet Super Bowl wins.
I would hope so.
I would think so. We do some research on that. We'll get our research people in on that.
Yeah. You get on that research person.
I'm on it.
Send Kiefer to do it.
Yeah, that's right. We may get back unicorns, might be the answer.
Sweet. Super pumped.
So we've got the Cincinnati Bengals versus the, you know what? Well, hold on.
How often do you want to call them the St. Louis Rams still?
I still call them the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah. Sorry, sure. I interrupted you.
The St. Louis Rams and San Diego Chargers, both who now play in LA, from LA, right?
Yes.
It's like, what was it? The California Angels of Anaheim, right?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that. It's the St. Louis Rams of LA. So, speaking of the ticket prices, though, I heard that Antonio Brown bought a $2 million or rent, you know, got a $2 million suite, and he's gonna fill it full of kids.
Good for him.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I like
good
that his
for
insanity
him.
Works both ways. In like, you
he
know,
will
catastrophic
do good
things,
yes.
things that are devastating to a team, and also great things, generous for the children.
Do I wish he wouldn't put out rap songs? Yes.
Well, you can't stop a man from dropping a hit, dropping a beat.
It's a hit in that it you want to hit yourself in the face after hearing it. All right, we need a sign for days since James beatboxed. How long is this gonna go on for?
I was gonna wait until you start dropping some tunes, man, dropping some lines.
I'm not a rapper, contrary to popular belief.
But.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm excited about it. It's
Bengals
one of the few
the
games.
Bengals versus the Rams in LA.
It's one of the few games where, and I probably said this on the last podcast, but where I don't hate either team. Like, I'm fine with either team winning. And I think it's two quarterbacks. It might be the most likable quarterbacks to ever play against each other in the Super Bowl, which is always fun. But also, what I think is interesting as a college football fan is how many of those. How much SEC there is in this game, especially with the Bengals. I mean, it might as well be the LSU Bengals.
Do you have
on
any,
offense?
Yeah, they definitely. You're absolutely right about that. Do you have any favorite players in these games?
I mean, I really like Joe Burrow. I like Matthew Stafford. I like Cooper Kupp. You know, he's been kind of fun to watch.
Cooper Kupp, dude.
He came out of nowhere.
He really did.
I didn't even know who he was at the beginning of the season. I knew who he was, but I didn't. I mean, I knew who he was because of fantasy. You know,
right. That's the only reason why
he was,
I knew him, because
he was a solid receiver too.
Yeah.
But also, you know,
he's
more
than that now.
Yeah, but when you live over here, you don't really get to see much of the, like, the West Coast games
exactly,
that often.
Exactly. But you do get to see 60 minutes when it's supposed to come on.
I do.
Yeah, it comes on right after that second game.
Exactly. Right there, real loud. You know, you just watch this cool NFL game, and it's like,
that is the news today.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, children are getting stolen in Africa. You're like, God, what? I was just watching a fun football game, man.
Stay
what
tuned
happens?
For 60 minutes, except on the West Coast.
Yeah, but, yeah, and I mean, Jamar Chase is obviously
He's a beast, man.
Yeah, and also love that the center is from LSU as well.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
was he in the same – was he on the field with these guys in LSU? Okay, I didn't know
there's
that.
There's a cool picture.
That's amazing.
Of I think it's the center and Joe Burrow smoking a cigar after the national championship game. And then there's
awesome.
Recreated the picture for them going to
the
Super Bowl.
Oh, that's great. They should have waited until they won the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm sure there'll be another one.
You know, how long did it take, like, Coach O was on the sideline for –
You know,
the Bengals.
I wonder if they get him a sideline pass. I love Coach O.
I do too.
But I would hope they'd get him a sideline pass. I mean,
he
it's three of
there.
His guys.
Definitely.
And then he's got a couple guys in the practice squad, LSU guys.
Is that right?
Yeah. And
how many Bulldogs you got? Do you know any of the Bulldogs that are playing?
Stafford.
Oh, yeah.
Stafford and Elijah Holyfield's on somebody's practice squad. There's a Georgia guy, I can't think of who, on the Bengals. If you had asked me this last week, I could have given you an answer.
Yeah.
But I wasn't thinking about it then. But what I think I asked you this last week, but what other storylines are you kind of interested in coming into this?
Well, let's see. I mean, we talked about this a little bit last week, but the storyline that I'm most interested in, I think, is the storyline behind the two quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford, you know, I've always thought he was
both number
good.
One picks.
Yeah. And Matthew Stafford, I've been asking and praying and hoping that Dallas Cowboys would trade for him for many years. Like, I think
that
he
would
is,
have been a great
I think
trade.
He is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and definitely one of the most underrated in the sense that, like, people just don't realize how good he is.
Yeah.
Because he's been playing for Detroit for so long. So him getting the shot to win the Super Bowl, even being the Super Bowl, I think that's been a great year for him. And then Joey, cool, man. I mean, it's just like, it's insane what his kind of meteoric rise, in the NFL. He's, you know, like I said last week, Tom Brady retiring, he's quickly becoming the face of the entire NFL.
Yeah. I mean, those three, four young guys of Mahomes, Jackson.
Yeah.
Allen and Burrow.
And don't forget Dak Prescott.
I'd put him around there. I mean, he's definitely in that, you know, the young generation.
Only because he's plays with the Cowboys. Otherwise, it
yeah. Well, I mean, you
factor.
Know, if you're a starting quarterback in the NFL,
he got Joe Mixon playing. He is an Oklahoma Boomer Sooner.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So
he,
that's cool.
I heard an interview today with Icky. I can't think of his real name.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
And he was talking about how much he likes the running attack with Joe Mixon. And I was like, I forgot you were a person,
dude,
Icky.
Joe Mixon is amazing.
He's got amazing vision, man.
Yeah, he really does.
And
he's
good at football.
He's really good.
Like, he's still playing, and he's a young guy, so it's weird for me saying this, but with how running backs age in this league,
I know, right?
He's playing pretty well a couple years in.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to show any signs of stopping.
Not at all.
Like Derrick Henry is also doing the same thing, still playing at such a high level.
Yeah. Yeah, when he doesn't take, you know, half the season off with injury.
Well, that's the risk you run with with any running back.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to do picks for the game? Do you want to?
All right,
I was going to tell you the line is at 4.5 right
so
now.
So here's what I think happens. I think the Rams win, but they don't cover.
So they win by like a field goal.
Yes, it'll be a close game.
How do you see it being close?
Man. All right, on paper, the Rams run away with this game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's a reason you play the game.
That's right.
And the reason you play the game is because there's a Joe Burrow situation.
And that's how you make the money.
Well, obviously, yes. but I think Joe Burrow has kind of kept it close in everything.
He's kind of an X factor.
And he's the wild card.
And we talked about this last week, but I expect Aaron Donald to put him in the ground, but
he's gonna pop up.
It may not matter.
Yeah. Well, the difference is though, like,
this guy comes back out of the ground quicker than Jesus Christ on his Sunday. That's my resurrection joke. Resurrection.
Nailed it.
Ding.
Nailed it. But you know, like, the other thing that's gonna be interesting is most teams are pressuring from the outside on the defensive line, and so you can kind of move up in the pocket.
Right.
Can't move up in the pocket because
absolutely not.
There's a monster in the middle.
That's exactly right. And that is the X factor. I mean, that's the difference. That is a huge difference. It's one of the reasons why Tom Brady lost 2 Super Bowls, 3 Super Bowls. You know, like, they got pressure up the middle.
Yeah. It's Joey tough Burrow, to come out of that.
The same thing, man.
And Joey Burrow can move a little bit, but he's not Lamar.
That being said, I'm going to pick the Bengals to win this.
You know,
and I'm going to pick them to win it by.
A part of me really thinks that.
I'm gonna That'd be pick fine with to win it by winning. Four.
By four, okay. Yeah,
so that's gonna be my pick.
All right, so
Bengals by four. Let's give a final score. I'll say 20-24.
I'm gonna go 30-33 in favor of the Rams.
30-33, okay.
I think it's two pretty high powered offenses.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that's the thing with the Bengals though. Like, you can sack Joe Burrow a lot, but if he gets one pass off to Ja'Marr Chase,
yeah,
you're going to be chasing him. Ha-ha.
I'm going to change my score. I want to go now 28-31. No, that's not right. 27-31.
Okay.
That's what I'll go. Bengals. Bengals win.
What'd you say?
27-31.
All right. I like that.
All right.
So
we got to
keeping up with this. Yeah, we have some prop bets. This would go in our fun section, but we have a whole other thing planned for the fun.
We have a whole other thing. So I've got a list here. Now, I started.
Prop bets are just kind of, you know, fun side bets you can make.
I started a pool on runyourpool.com that I could get access to these 40 prop bets.
It took way longer than it should have.
If you want to join the pool, by the way, it's Big Sad Fun. One word.
On what is it?
On runyourpool.com.
Runyourpool.com, yeah.
Jump into the pool, but here we go. Let's just pick a few of them. So, you know, the number one prop bet that everyone talks about and the one that is the most controversial and the one that can be manipulated the easiest, the length of the national anthem.
Yes.
Will it be over or under 2 minutes?
Who's singing?
No one knows.
I'm going to go over.
Over. I like over 2 minutes, definitely.
All right. I'm glad we have to write this down.
What about the the coin toss? Heads or tails? Or does it land on the side net to retoss?
I'm going to go tails.
Tails, all right, cool.
Tails never fails.
All right. Let me scan down here and see who will score first. That's like random. Who knows?
I'm going to say that the Rams will score first because, I mean,
you don't think Joey B just gets out to the first time he gets
ball? They never get off to a hot start, man. They're always coming from behind.
Here's a good one. What will happen first in the game, a sack or a touchdown?
Sack.
Sack. I'll go sack. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. You want a combined score for the first half, over or under 23.5?
Over.
Over 23.5. Okay.
Over.
Okay. All right.
Combined score, right?
Yeah, score. Yeah, definitely. Which team will lose a turnover first? I'm going to say the Rams just because I think.
I could see that happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Burrow's going to probably.
Here's a fun one. This will be one so we pay attention during halftime. How many songs will be played during the halftime show? Over under 8.5.
Full, like, because there's a whole lot of people performing.
How many songs total will be played? I was going to say over. If they play any part of any song.
Oh, okay. Then,
right? I would say I have to, right?
There's what, like 6 people performing?
Yeah. In fact, one of the other prop bets is which performer will sing first? Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Eminem, or somebody else that says other?
Mary J. Blige.
You think Mary J. Blige? I think they save her to last. I think Snoop Dogg comes out, kicks it off. I bet he comes out and does a little speech thing. I have a boy in California, you know, like.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see her kind of singing an overarching song, other people coming in doing a verse.
Yeah, that's good. That's true.
But like different verses interjecting.
You know how they like to like, well, she's the only female. Guess is they feature her at the end with some like,
I could see
just
that.
Awesome anthem.
Oh man, I could see it. That is a wild lineup.
It is an amazing lineup. I hope the show's good. I have less hope for the actual quality of the show, but the lineup's good.
Lineup's fun. Live performances on TV are rarely great. If Prince is not performing,
Prince,
Prince killed it.
Yeah,
There's a great story about, like, that morning it was raining and they called Prince and they were like, you know, it's raining. And he's like, can you make it rain harder? That's just how much of a performer that man was.
Man, that guy was awesome. All right, so let's see.
I know for college one, there's always a what color will the Gatorade be?
What color will the Gatorade be?
Like, but they don't really do that in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, they don't really do that. All right, so passing yards for Joe Burrow, over or under 280.5.
We go over.
Over.
280?
280.5.
Yeah, I'll go over. I think he throws for 292.
Let me throw in my own version. I'm going to combine two of these into one. Who will have more receiving yards, Odell Beckham Jr. or Ja'Marr Chase?
Ooh, receiving yards?
Receiving yards, yeah. I got Chase. It's got to be Chase if they're going to win the game.
Yeah. Well, because, yeah.
Right?
I
picked them to win, so I got to go with Chase there.
Well, also, I mean, okay. The other receivers on the Bengals are good. Yes.
Yeah.
But there's not, I mean, there's not a cup to compete with.
You don't think so?
For Odell.
Oh,
like,
I mean,
for Ja'Marr Chase.
Chase is kind of on his own pedestal.
Yeah.
What do you think the highest scoring quarter is going to be?
Third.
I was going to say third, too. Yeah.
It's always the third.
I feel like it's always the third. Coming out after halftime before any other adjustments have been made.
That's just kind of when – that's the moving quarter. Saturday at the Masters. It's moving day.
Do we feel like – yeah, that's exactly right. Do we feel like there's going to be a two-point conversion attempt in the game?
Yes. Analytics say yes. And it will fail, and it will be stupid, and we all will make fun
of it. So you said will the Rams win and cover the opening spread? You already said no, but they will win.
Mm-hmm.
Will a fan run on the field? I bet not.
I'm going to go with no, because this isn't
like a regular game.
Yeah, no, these are all rich people.
Yeah.
And
right, that because the kind of people that run on a field usually don't have $1 million in the bank.
Exactly.
I bet if you were to poll all the people who have ever run on a field.
Yeah. Ever run on a field that they weren't playing on.
Yeah. That you would probably find less than $1 million combined.
Probably, yeah. Probably, yeah. Yes. Nothing against you people who run on fields, but like, stop doing it.
Yeah, especially during the game.
Yeah.
Let's see. Will either kicker hit the upright crossbar or a missed field goal or an extra point? On a missed field goal,
ooh,
or extra point.
These are two good kickers, too.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I'm going to go with that. Largest lead for either team in the game. So for either team, and the lead spread is 14.5 points.
Wait, what?
All right, so the largest
you
lead.
You said a lot of numbers.
The largest lead for either team. Will be over or under 14.5 points.
Under.
Under. Okay. I like that. I'll take that. Oh, and here we go. What color will the liquid be poured on the winning coach? You got lime green, yellow, clear water, red, pink, blue, orange, purple, or other.
Red. Is red an option?
Yeah. Red, pink. Yeah.
It's not going to be pink. It's going to be red.
Okay.
I
like that. I'll take it. No one. Blue Gatorade is the best Gatorade. By the way.
Sorry, I just got breaking news on my phone.
Break it to our people.
Trevor Bauer will not face criminal charges.
Oh, wow. Wow, really?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Major League Baseball, Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, won't face criminal charges. Yeah, interesting.
That guy, we got to do a special on him at some point.
He is a wild man.
He is crazy.
We'll get to that later.
We'll get to that later. All right. Here's your last prop bet of the day, unless there's one we haven't covered that you want. Who will win Super Bowl MVP?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to go with Joe Mixon, just to be...
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, well, just to pick someone who's not... it would be a lot for a running back to win, but I think he's going to do it.
Aaron Donald.
He's on the list. That's good. That's worth 5 points, according to this. Joe Mixon's worth 7 points, though.
Want my 5 points?
All right. Well, there's some prop bets for us. And there's a list of 40 of them here, and there's a lot of... really interesting ones. Will either team score in the first 5 minutes and 30 seconds of the game? I mean, stuff like that. Which team will score first? That kind of stuff. But I'm looking forward to the game. I think it's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
We're going to have a little gathering at my place.
Yeah.
For anyone out there who want to come join me. And if you know where I live, you're invited. If you don't know where I live,
I'm thinking about making some buffalo chicken dumplings.
That's going to be fun.
Never made dumplings before.
Yeah.
We're going to see how this goes.
Yeah, we are. All right, good. So the Super Bowl is on Sunday, but this past Sunday we had what we're going to call our sad of the week.
Yes.
Which is the NFL Pro Bowl.
Man, that was bad. I didn't watch it. I watched the highlights of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad Kyle Pitts scored.
Yeah,
good for Kyle.
Good for him. Was that second touchdown of the year?
only touchdown on American soil. as a professional football player,
that is amazing.
You know, rookie tight end, he's going to hit his stride, and he made the Pro Bowl in his first year. He's doing all right.
Speaking of Kyle Pitts, I heard now that Tom Brady has retired and Ben Roethlisberger has retired. Matty Ice, your boy, is now the most senior quarterback in the league in terms of yards and touchdowns and all that stuff.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty impressive. That's kind of fun.
He's been doing this a while.
Yeah.
Doing it at a high level.
I watched a few plays of the Pro Bowl before I realized
one more Matt Ryan fact.
No, we're done with Matt Ryan. We're done with the Atlanta Falcons. One more. Go ahead. Was he in the Pro Bowl?
He was not in the Pro Bowl. No interceptions in the red zone this year.
That can't be correct. We got to go back and look at the tape.
He had like a really, really good pass rating in the red zone this year.
See, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, man. All right. Enough of me standing for Matt Ryan. The Pro Bowl.
Matty Ice, by the way, if you're listening, we'd like to have you come on.
I would love to have you on. The Pro Bowl, man, were they even playing tackle football?
No, they weren't. And that's the thing. Like, I was watching people like run into other people and just kind of like gently caress them until the whistle was blown. It was embarrassing. I mean, it was an embarrassment to watch. And I, this is what we were talking about last week, it being a waste of time. But this is beyond a waste of time. Like
that. I mean, what J.J. Watt said, as like I've seen walkthroughs.
Yeah.
More. Yeah. Like competitive than this. Like.
So what's the point? Why are we doing this?
There isn't one.
There's got to be some point. People are watching this on TV and they're making money.
I can't.
Neither
imagine.
One of us watched it.
No.
So we enjoy football more than anybody.
I can't imagine very many people are watching it.
I can't either.
I think they do it because every other sport is an all-star game.
Yeah.
But like, not every other sport is like physical.
Right. That's the thing. So, but here's the question, though.
I would make it like flag.
That would be at least more fun.
Yeah.
Because here's the question I have for you: would you actually want them to be out there playing 100% full go?
So,
because that's the thing, you either got to play it the way that they play it now, or you have to go 100%. You can't be like in between somewhere.
Yeah.
That's when people start to get hurt, right? So, do you want to see an actual game?
I would be interested to see how the best players versus the best players of each conference would, but I don't want players getting hurt. Yeah. Especially a couple weeks before free agency.
That would be inevitable.
Like, no player wants to destroy their ACL
right.
a week before free agency.
You'd have more of these players declining to come.
Yeah. But I would be very interested to see
Could you just have Aaron Donald line up with Tyrone Smith and do an Oklahoma drill and see,
that'd be
see who's going to win?
Now, what they could do is just like televise the practice.
Yeah.
Let's just see them do drills against each other and then let's have a fun skills competition.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's,
yeah.
That's
but
exactly
like
they
should
do.
Because like watching Tyreek Hill, I believe it was him, do that backflip catching the football. Uh-huh. Like that was awesome.
That was cool.
You know, I like watching them play dodgeball against each other.
Yeah.
Let's kind of expand that and
haven't played a baseball game.
Yeah. Like let's
or a softball. Or, you know, like
and I do want them to do. And now it's also different because every other sport, you have your all-star game in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And when I say every other sport, I mean...
the ones that matter.
I mean baseball and basketball.
Right.
And hockey probably does in the middle. I don't really know.
They do.
Good for hockey. I'm sure it's a great game, but Atlanta didn't have a team, so I don't really have anyone to follow. would love to follow it. Someone tell me what team to follow.
Pittsburgh Penguins, man. Sidney Crosby.
Oh, yeah. He does something. He puts pucks in nets, I think.
Put the puck in the net.
But, and I think that's just kind of stuff because also you've guys who haven't played in like a month.
Right. Right.
Be like coming in like, hey, I know you were living camp life there for a while.
Yeah.
You want to come play football?
And maybe we're just being too hard on this thing. Maybe we just let it go for what it is and be like, look,
this was terrible.
This is not a real game. Everybody knows that. It's not even an exhibition game.
But then,
literally
like, why
just
do it?
Watch these guys have a little bit of fun with each other.
Yeah. Well, and like the skills competition is where you're going to get your viewers.
Exactly, right? So,
but I do like the idea of kind of NBA weekend, NBA All-Star weekend.
Yeah, yeah, that's fun, right?
You have like the celebrity games.
And sometimes those games become competitive. I remember, you know, you're too young for this, but 2001 was my year when it came to basketball. I was a huge Allen Iverson fan, and this is the year that the Lakers won every single game in the playoffs except for the first game of the finals when Allen Iverson stepped over Tyronn Lue and won that one game. Right?
Who was the coach of the Lakers there for a minute.
That's right. But during the All-Star game that year, when they still played at East versus West, the East was down by like 15 or 16 points going into the fourth quarter, and Allen Iverson said, nah, we're going to win this. And he turned it on. And they started playing, and he led that team to a victory, and they beat Kobe Bryant.
I've heard tell of that game.
Stories of such a game. It was beautiful to watch. It was great. It was competitive. It was fun. Fourth quarter was.
Yeah. Like usually the fourth quarter of that game is pretty fun. For the most part, I mean, there's no real defense being played. But basketball is also kind of like it's kind of fun to watch really good players.
Just shoot.
Like there's a reason the N1 mixtapes. There's no way you watch that. Did you?
No.
It used to come on ESPN, and it was just these, like, street ballers.
Yeah, no, nobody watched that.
Oh, a lot of people watched it. But, like, that kind of style of basketball, which is, like, you know, rules are kind of loosely enforced.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can do these crazy moves and everything. That's kind of fun. But football, I don't really get that. But the one thing I do want them to televise more is I want there to be a celebrity football game, the way they have the celebrity basketball game. I think that would be fun.
But flag football, right? I mean,
no, I want to see like Kristen Dunst getting laid out. Kristen Dunst, whatever her name is. No, yeah, flag football, obviously. But I've always thought like if you were a coach for one of the NBA All-Star teams, you should really just go after like every NFL receiver.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, that would be. All of them play basketball. Like, most of them play basketball in high school.
Yeah.
Like, go get them. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there really is a way to fix it.
Can you imagine, like, adding, like, Julio Jones to your team right now? Like, in the middle of the season. Like, right as you're going into the playoff stretch.
That'd be nice.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Although, Julio would probably be hurt half the time.
Well, yeah, he would.
I mean, he is just a phenomenal athlete.
Well, let me see if Calvin Ridley has the psychological wherewithal to shoot some basketball or whatever's going on with him.
Pass.
I don't know.
Pass.
All right. So we have moving away from the sadness and moving into our fun for the day, for the week. You have officially put together.
I haven't officially done anything.
Well, you
I've
have
just kind of been I've unofficially in my
the
mind.
What'd you call it? This is an official guide for the
Non-football fan. It's a non-football fan's guide to the internet. Non-football
fan's
really guide, guide to the Super Bowl.
All right, so start us off. Kick us off.
So the idea here is how to kind of get by at a Super Bowl party without anybody knowing you don't know what's going on.
Exactly. You know, and also we have a lot of friends who are like this.
Yeah.
Don't actually care about NFL football.
I plan on sending all of them a timestamp for this.
This is good.
And, I mean, I think first thing first is – you know, A, you want to, if you're not the fan, you got to bring a good snack. I think that's rule number one.
Contribute to the party.
Yes.
If you can't contribute fandom or conversation about the game,
you have to bring a snack.
You bring a good dip. You bring a good, you know,
or
chicken wing or something.
One chicken wing.
One chicken wing to share with the whole community.
But so I think just starting us off here, whenever they show Joe Burrow, he'll be wearing number 9 for
that's
the
right.
Bengals.
He'll be on the orange.
He'll be orange. They have a cool looking helmet. I have to say, God, he's got so much grit. That's a great
that Joe Burrow's so hot right now.
So much grit. whenever you see now, some of these you have to have some knowledge of football. I'll be tweeting out some of these during the game.
We can follow your
yes.
Twitter.
Yeah, and well, I'll tweet this out from the.
Okay,
hold on, you are FaceTiming me.
Can I FaceTime you from
what
over
here?
What
in all of the world? Sorry, that was very
that
odd.
That was weird. Okay.
lost a train of thought there. You have to have some knowledge of the game, but
so
I'll be tweeting it out from the Big Zed Fun account.
Oh, we're going to use our account.
Yeah, I got the password and everything. But if you ever see a receiver drop a ball, you got to say, come on, if it hits you in the hands, you got to catch it.
That's right.
Here's one that'll really make people think you kind of know what's going on. Whenever they go to review, you have to say, man, how did the ref see it that quick? And here's a real deep cut. Agree with the refs.
Whatever they say.
Well, because if you think about it,
just be like, good call.
The ref probably knows more than you do.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been at this a while.
Clearly, if you don't know anything about the game.
And right? So chances are,
he's probably right.
He's most likely he's right.
Yeah.
So if you just kind of agree with the ref, then everybody will think you know what's going on.
Yeah.
What's another one? You got to always hit them with a, all right, let's go, boys. A loud clap.
Say something like, wow, that was a great first half. I hope that continues into the second.
I mean, man, both these teams are just really giving it all they got. It's like, yeah, obviously, it's the Super Bowl. Point out how...
Just say one of the teams isn't running the ball enough. I mean, that's always good.
Analytics are really ruining the game. That's a great line. Anybody who knows football, like, you know, you're right. And then you can just kind of let them talk for a while.
You know, Grandma used to say the best defense is a run game.
Yes.
You could say that.
Best defense is a good run game. I like that. It doesn't really make sense, but I like it. You're really squiggling around over there.
Yeah, I'm a fidgety guy. I'm a fidgety dude.
You can also bring up some of the facts we brought up at the beginning of this podcast with Matt Stafford.
Absolutely, yeah.
Being like, man, I'm just glad he got out of Detroit.
Yeah.
That's another good one. You got any for us?
Or just anybody who got out of Detroit, you can just drop
in general,
name.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like my friend Bob who got out of Detroit.
You had to do some time in Detroit.
Exactly, yeah. You know, one of the things that I think that you can really focus on if you don't care about the game is the commercials.
Yes.
Right? Everyone loves the commercials. People who watch football and don't watch football, they're wonderful. Generally, they're pretty funny. And so I thought maybe as a way to conclude our talk for today, we could talk about a couple of our favorite Super Bowl commercials from the past.
Yes. Now, there's another one. If you didn't actually watch the game, the next day you can say, I mean, the commercials just aren't as good as they used to be.
Yeah, and it will be true.
But every year they say that.
Every year.
It's like, so, okay, true. So commercials haven't been good for the past 10 years.
No, they haven't.
Obviously, now this one was before my time. The Mean Joe Green commercial.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic, right?
Yeah. You know, throwing the kid the jersey.
Still alluded to and
oh, still made fun of.
Still made fun of to this day. Parodied all the time, yeah.
I am partial to the WhatsApp commercial.
I forgot that started with Super Bowl, didn't it?
Yes. I was in first grade, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the whole world.
Do you remember the Budweiser frogs? Bud.
Yes.
Weiser.
I was too young to probably know what Budweiser was, you know, that's how the Super Bowl works.
That was good. So maybe my all-time favorite commercial, and this tells you how bad, maybe how ineffective these commercials actually are, because I don't remember the product. I believe it was some kind of data organizing firm or program, maybe, that you could get, or some kind of financial software. I don't know. But anyway, it was talking about how hard it is to gather in all the information or whatever. And it was like, it's just like herding a bunch of cats. Right. And then it showed these like cowboys, right. Like, gritty cowboys from old Western movies, like moving this herd of cats. Like
I saw that
over hills and through the prairies and stuff. And they're like scratching them. They're like, ow, ow. And they're like going everywhere. That was one of my favorite all-time commercials.
I do remember that.
The same company, that same Super Bowl, had another one. It was like, you know, it's just like trying to build a plane while it's in the air. And then it shows like these guys building the plane as it's flying through the air, and it's like people are flying out of it and whatever.
What was the one that people got in trouble for? For like, it wasn't GoDaddy, but it was like something about like building a website and like it was just like kind of like a homeward bound situation where the dog was finding its way back home.
Yeah, I mean, they sold it or something. GoDaddy.
I can't remember, but it was like, oh, hey, look, I just sold you on something pretty bad like that. But the Budweiser Clydesdales are usually pretty good for commercial. Coke usually does pretty good. And obviously it's been a little overplayed at this point, but just because of my weird sense of humor, the puppy monkey baby.
That's the one I was thinking of in the back.
I don't know why. I don't know why, but it really made me laugh.
I think they shot for it right there, and they got about They got a certain demographic of people.
Idiots. They have the idiots corner.
That is the best thing I've ever seen.
Doritos usually does a pretty good job.
Yeah, they do something that's good. The time machine one they had a few years ago where the boy builds a little time machine, and then it costs like a Dorito to get in, and he gets in, and by the time he gets out of the time machine, which is like a cardboard box, like his son has stepped away, and like the grandfather has stepped in there, and he thinks that he's traveled into the future.
Oh, yes. What was the... I've lost it now. Oh man, that's gone forever.
I've heard a couple previews for what's coming up this year, and I have not watched it because I don't.
I always hate whenever they leak.
But
it's like,
I hear
that
Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost have a pretty good one. So
I've seen them doing ads recently. Okay. And I haven't paid attention to it.
I've heard they got a good one coming out for the Super Bowl.
Good. I like
and
both of them.
What are we expecting for like movie trailers? Are we expecting anything big?
Ooh, now,
I think there's going to be a Doctor Strange movie trailer.
That'd be cool. You think they'd give us another Halo?
Maybe.
Trailer?
Yeah.
They showed that one during Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I think that's a possibility.
Hey, who is Tony Romo doing the announcing for this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there's another line
Tony
for you.
Tony Romo in the Super Bowl.
There's another line for you is, man, how does he just know everything?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Just say that randomly.
Yeah, he's so good at announcing. I remember he did it a couple years ago, but his absolute astonishment at the fact that there was a Halo movie coming out the other day was amazing. A couple weeks ago.
The best movie trailer I ever saw on Super Bowl was back in like 1995. It was the last time Dallas was in the Super Bowl. It was for Independence Day.
Oh, man.
And it was mind-blowing. I was 15. It was great.
That you were so the target demographic
that
for...
That was exactly the target demographic.
For Independence
Day.
I
no longer cared about the Super Bowl. I just wanted to go to see the movie. And it came out like 6 months later, forever.
How long did it take you to download the trailer on your dial-up internet?
We didn't even have internet in 1995.
You didn't?
No, we didn't.
You didn't
in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Well, the internet didn't come to Oklahoma until like 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, y'all still waiting on Twitter, right? Y'all are all still in MySpace?
You don't want those people to have Twitter. What you talking about?
I'm sure there's a lot of good people in Oklahoma.
All right, man. Well, I'm looking forward to the game, dude.
Yeah, it should be a great time.
And we'll do a recap next week.
Yeah. Looking forward to Buffalo Chicken Dumplings.
Let's do it. All right,
if anybody
guys.
Knows how to make dumplings, please
give
me a call.
Yeah, we need a recipe.
I have the recipe. I just don't know how to make them.
Let's go Bengals.
Let's go Rams.